Cheers.
Welcome to the Desert World Podcast, episode 13. Unlucky for some,
but not for us.
Way! That's not rehearsed. This week we have reading, watching, playing as usual. We have some news, which is San Diego Comic Con. And we have the quiz. The glorious quiz makes a comeback. So without further ado, crack on!
It's quality banter at low, 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 low prices. Welcome to the Desert Whales. We've not been up to a hell of a lot recently, have we? Apart from going to a Comic-Con through in Glasgow.
Not San Diego.
No,
we bumped San Diego in favour of the Glasgow version.
Because we decided that, like, that's...
obviously bigger and better in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm. All of those well-known stars that attended.
Dave Gibbons. There was two stars, I would say. Dave Gibbons, who was the artist on Watchmen. And Sean Phillips, who's quite well-known modern artist.
Mark Miller was there on the Sunday.
The day we went there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we're talking about the day we were there.
Don't break the illusion, no one, Tommy. Yeah. We were there all the time.
It was pretty good, though, actually. I quite enjoyed myself. It was hosted by the CCA, the art school in Glasgow, and it was over three buildings. It was just basically loads of stalls and authors, artists.
What, independent stuff?
It was 90% independent stuff.
It was really good, actually. You could even buy, like, little bits and pieces, like little pieces of art and stuff. I bought a few Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pieces, and after I bought them, Tommy pointed out that there was a massive, big, glaring mistake, which I can't unsee now, in a couple of them. But it's fair play. Like, the guy's forgotten to actually colour a couple of the bits in, but I'm going to have to colour them myself.
Let the colour them in. So you gotta buy a car and they have wheels. I forgot about the wheels, but it's fine.
It's alright, don't worry about it. You don't need wheels, do you? So, yeah, that's been pretty cool. That was pretty good.
We saw Darth Vader eat Chinese food.
We did that.
It was a horrible sight.
There was a guy who was actually, he was pretty well turned out for a Darth Vader, actually. He had the full garb and the helmet and everything, and when he took off the helmet, he had the white head and everything. I assume that you have that, not that we're...
We're assuming that it's good makeup.
I think it was Darth Vader.
We're not really massive Star Wars fans. We can assume it was Darth Vader. But we went for a pint about halfway through the podcast, the Comic-Con, and saw him in a restaurant across the road, sitting at the window, on his own, having a wee Chinese to himself. So
he's sitting right in front of the window.
The guys have clearly sat on there on purpose.
And he never took anything off either. He was sitting in full garb. He took the helmet off, to be fair. But because he had the makeup on underneath, it was just like...
So when we were looking at him, I didn't know if he was looking at right back at us when we were maybe taking the piss out of him. But
The thing is with these cosplayers, they dress up so people will look at them, so they don't... I'm sure they love the attention, if he did kind of click that we were laughing at him.
He's got balls of steel. He's walking about Glasgow dressed as Darth Vader.
I think he was on his own, that guy. Well, he certainly was any time we saw him.
That would make sense.
Yeah, Star Wars fans, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. We ended up speaking to a couple of artists about our forthcoming comic Levels, which has been written and finished for about a year now, and it's just fucking the hardest thing ever to find an artist, apart from Tommy, who we found after about 6 months of looking. So artists out there, why are you so hard to find? That's been about it, really.
I partook in some of the independent comics that were available.
I think we all did, didn't we?
I didn't.
Well, that's because you don't like support.
Did you buy?
I bought the 3D Images stuff. I bought Trees, Volume 1.
Oh, yeah, sure.
East to West. And something else.
Witches.
That's what I actually wanted to buy. Yeah. So can I buy this one? It's 315 quid, mate. I was like, I'll take three. Brilliant.
Please. So there was a few independent ones. There's a writer and illustrator from Fife, I think she was, called Claire Hubbard, who wrote a wee comic called The Cats That Stared, which is really... she is from Fife. It's really, really, really short and everything, but it's a nice wee story about cats that invade a town and just stare at stuff.
And it was quite self-explanatory.
Basically, yeah. And there was another one that Tommy and I both bought, called Vietnam Zombie Holocaust. Have you read it yet, Tommy?
I haven't read it yet. I flicked through the first issue. I got the first two.
We're over it. Oh, okay.
And I flicked through the first issue, but I've got to admit, I'm really impressed by the production value on it. The artwork seems...
That's pretty good.
Quite a head and shoulders above
everything else that was there.
Everything else that was there. I mean, there was another stall as well. They were called Accent Publishing, I think, or something. Oh, yeah. Accent something. They seem to have some pretty good work on display, and I bought one of their kind of graphic novel anthology books. But obviously, because it's all different stories by different people and stuff, the quality is a bit choppy.
Yeah.
Between like kind of higher up kind of quality. Independent stuff and all sorts of stuff like that.
Because the art indie art, right?
Yeah. Some of the art is pretty a lot indier than the rest.
We discovered that the word indie means rubbish.
In some cases, yes.
If someone says, "Oh, the art in this book is very indie," you're like, "Ah, I hear you. I know what you mean."
You're drawing it yourself on the bus home, haven't you?
That's what I really like to look at that.
Yeah, I'd some of them, like Vietnam Zombie Holocaust by Cult Empire Comics. It's really good style and everything, and I haven't read it yet.
I don't know why I didn't buy it. Do you know what it was? The reason I didn't buy that was because there was a bar in the place, stalls, and then...
A bit distracting.
Yeah.
Hugely, yeah. I think the first thing we did when we got to one of the places was like, there's a couple of stalls. Ooh, a pub! A little bar even. Let's go in there. And we basically just got a pint before I even thought about going to any of the stalls.
Well, so. It's 10:30 in the morning. No one else was drinking a pint.
Let's be the standard bearers. which we were, actually, for drinking. But there was loads of stuff. Like even Williams Brothers Brewing had a comic out which came free in the little giveaway pack. With, like the art, and that's pretty cool as well. And it's I haven't read it, but I assume it's about beer.
Beer and Vikings, I think, isn't it?
Beer and Vikings. The big sort of Viking looking guy on the front of it by Blackhearted Press, which is the same guys that do this little fella here, Laptop Guy. Who?
And Plagued.
And Plagues, yeah.
Plagued actually looked quite good.
And what's that one? Maximum Alan. Maximum
that'll Alan. Be based on that. Well, I'm guessing. The massive beard and stuff, it'll be Alan Moore.
Ah, yeah, must be, yeah. But Blackhearted Press do tons of stuff. I think they're Glasgow based, but so those all seem pretty cool. That's some cool. Wacky zany ideas and shit floating about. So
good to meet some like minded people. I made some connections on the sly. I didn't want to light on to you guys at the time. I was like, don't look at them. Yeah, those guys over there. That's what I normally do comments with.
See the guys got no bottoms on. Yeah, that's what
I mean. Oh no, I mean there was guys behind him. Are you too embarrassed to introduce us to your new pals, Tommy?
I'm only joking. I never made any connections.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm okay. I spoke to no one.
I had to be weird with the guy that writes Vietnam Zombie Holocaust. I think he was the artist for it. What was his name? James Devlin. Nice guy. So.
There you go. Hashtag James Devlin.
Yeah. Anyway. let's go into reading, watching, playing. And we'll start with playing. Because it's something we've all been playing. So if you've got... I don't think this is cross-platform as an Xbox, but it's on PC.
It's PC and PS4 based.
Rocket League.
Yeah. Rocket League is ridiculous.
It's very, very fun. Very, very fun. It's basically your little
it's
rocket
basically,
car guys
yeah,
playing football.
It's 3 and 4 versus 3 and 4 teams of rocket-powered cars, and it's on a football-shaped field with walls and a ceiling and a massive football.
Aye.
Yeah. Which you just have to batter about, and it's insanely fun. It's massively, massively fun. You can play the computer to sort of start practicing, but where it's really at is online, almost exclusively online, where you just get a couple of your pals, you can go on a wee team together, and you can play anyone from across the world who's playing it at the same time, and it's a hell of a lot of fun. Like it's really hard to control it at first, but. Once you sort of get the hang of it and you're just a tad less shite than you were in the first place, totally fun. Really. Yeah,
see, that's the thing I was talking about at work, right? And I was saying like these guys at work, I was like, right, Rocket League. And they're like, oh, what is it? And I was like, it's football, right? But you're in cars. And they went, all right, aye. And I'm like, no, trust me. Like the concept it's too simple, and you can't really sell it to someone that well. So you could just
You've got to sample it.
Just play it. It is so much fun. But that's the thing. I think half the reason it's fun is because it's so chaotic that you can't control it.
You can't control it. And luck is a massive factor. So it doesn't really matter if you're like the crown to the king of Rocket League. Like, you'll never be that good that you won't get beat.
Yeah, exactly. The computer's always going to be better than you as well. I don't know if there's even any point in trying to get really good at it. But it's hilarious fun. Like,
it's just one of those things as well. Like, whenever we scored, like if someone like sort of accidentally cut the ball back and then one of us scored, we were like, yes, watch the replays. And in your head you're like, on the microphone, you're like, right, that was great, that's a great tactic, we'll do that again. You can't do that again. Like, there's no way you can do it again. You have no control over what happens.
I think this is something you said as well, Greg. It's channeling like your inner 6-year old when you're playing football at school. It's just everybody chases the ball.
There's no tactics.
It's a hit and hope. Every shot on goal is a hit and hope.
Aye.
Every touch the ball is a hit and hope. It just goes in the right way. It's like, it's brilliant.
It's like, I love the fact that when you go to it, it gives you tutorials, and one of them is like how to play in goals. I was like, You can't.
Even when you're in the tutorials and you go to, like, there's like three difficulty levels, like easy, normal, and hard. I did the hard one for a laugh, and it wasn't a laugh after a while. It was ridiculous. It's like, I don't know how people can actually play in goals in this. I'd love to see professionals could play this.
Yeah.
Like actual people controlling them. It would be ludicrous.
Well, there was talk. I googled it yesterday, and it's really taken off. If you pardon the pun, but it has taken off as a game. People
taken
are talking
off
about
like a
rocket car.
Judge rules.
Power League.
Judge rules. Shite banner.
Shite banner. Nah, I'm alright. No, folk are talking and being like, this could be like a proper e-sport. Like, they could have like proper teams.
Absolutely.
And like an act. But I was looking at it and I was like, why not actually?
Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, you all get folk that are going to be amazing at it.
Yeah.
And one thing I'm interested in is I want to know how easier or harder it is on PC than it is on console. Because I've played a couple of games that are cross-platform between a console and a PC, and usually the PC is a lot easier to control. Like, if you had a first-person shooter on PC and a first-person shooter on console, folk on PC would wipe the floor of the fucking console.
Yeah.
It's just because a mouse is so much easier
I would imagine it's
wouldn't be for me, because I'm not used to that, but...
I'd imagine you use like the arrow cursors and the mouse to...
Yeah, the mouse based games.
Basically, yeah.
It's first person shooters on PC are phenomenal compared to the console version.
The last first person shooter that I played on PC was Soldier of Fortune.
And was it good?
I really enjoyed it.
There you go.
Going back
of Fortune. Fucking like 95 or something.
Might have been. It was definitely the 90s.
Soldier of Fortune's an old game. I remember when I got my first PC and I had the Quake 1.
Yeah, man. Yeah, boy. That was the shit. I played it in the library.
I didn't have a PC at home. I played it in the library.
That's amazing. Yeah, you take that, bitch.
Shh. Set my wee headset on.
So if you've got
it's free.
Yes, absolutely. If you've got PlayStation Plus or PC version, whatever.
Steam.
Is it Steam?
So I'm sure it's Valve that produce it. Valve looking at like sort of like kind of Portal and Half Life and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure it's Valve that produce it.
The mechanics work really well. Like, it's not floaty, really.
No.
Like, the ball doesn't float and your car doesn't really. Well, unless you're going.
No, the only thing.
But it's not like stupid. Like, it all kind of. It's stupid to say, but it kind of feels quite real.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I have noticed about it is, like, if the ball's in the air and you're like laying up, because you can jump in the game as well and you can boost and you can flip and do all this sort of crazy stuff. But if the ball's in the air and it's coming down, you're like, I have this, and you speed up and then you jump, and it isn't until you jump that you realise how high the ball actually is.
I'm gonna miss it.
You're like, that is coming down so slow.
there's another mechanic too, which is like equally the most satisfying and frustrating thing about the game sometimes, is if you boost your car into another car, you can just what's the word for these?
Demolition.
You get demolition, which is basically you just go through their car and they explode.
Yeah, if you hit top speed and you connect, like,
they respawn somewhere in the pitch, and you're like, yeah, take that, and you're driving around feeling like a king.
Do you ever do that the only reason, that only time I've ever killed someone is by accident.
Yeah.
Because I've driven into them by mistake, and then being like, yeah, get up, yeah.
I've done it once on purpose, and I've never been able to do it again. But yeah, when it happens to you,
that's fucking lying.
Is it? And if they're not at top speed, they don't blow you up. They just knock you right out. They could be under a bog. I've got it.
And
they go.
I think what you were saying earlier on. One of the most frustrating things about it, the fun thing is about it, is it's really fast paced. But if you have time, like, to think about what you're doing, you will 99% of the time fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, if the ball's coming at you in goals, you're like, I've got this! And you will miss it every time, because you've got far too much time to think about it. You need to just keep, like, reactions, man. That's how you do it.
That's another thing as well. When you go to hit the ball, or you got to knock it out of there, and you do manage to do it, it's one of those cool as a cucumber things where you're kind of like, oh, I know, just
I got this.
Get on with it. Come on, lads. It's up the pitch.
I was playing yesterday with one of my friends, and he came in and he was doing stuff like, you're away, send me. And I'm like, I can't pass the ball to you, I'll send you, I have no control over it, it's all luck.
And then somebody boosts in and takes the ball. Oh, it's not FIFA, so actually, you can't get frustrated about it.
But there's no pass backs or anything.
Nothing.
There's no rules like that.
It's top fun. PlayStation Plus for free. Valve and Steam, which we assume is free. None of us have got PC, but
I don't know if it's free on Steam.
Don't know. No idea. Anyway, but that's play and done. So we've got a couple of minutes to go back through watching and reading. So what are we going to go for? Watching or reading?
I can quickly not watching out the park.
Do watch them then, Greg. This will take all of 30 seconds.
This will take all of 30 seconds. Last week's introduction, Tommy said he went and seen the Minions movie with his nephew and said he enjoyed it.
I thought it was alright. I said it was alright.
Yeah, you did.
Backtracking?
Right? No, I'm not backtracking.
No, he said it was alright. He didn't say it was great. I went and seen it on Sunday. And I think it was like when I got like 15 minutes into the film, I was like, oh, what have I done? What have I done? I've never ever looked at my watch so many times during a film and been like, this has got so long to go. It's like Despicable Me 1 was good. Number 2 didn't find a home in me. Like, I didn't really think it was that great. So I don't really know what I was expecting from Minions, but oh man, it's just not funny. It's very much
a kid's film then.
Yeah, oh, very much a kid's film. That's the thing, we were the only two folk in the cinema that didn't have kids, right? And see when we were coming out.
Well, there you go, yeah.
See when we were coming out, like, all the kids in there were like, ah, it was brilliant. And dad's like, yeah, it was good. I think the dads were surprised because they were expecting something like just rank rotten. Whereas I went in, just, the Minions are funny and Despicable Me.
Mm-hmm.
But they're funny for like a couple of slapstick bits here and there.
Yeah, they pop up and they go away.
Oh man, 90 minutes of
it. But they were probably the better bits. Probably the best bits.
What, Despicable Me? Oh yeah, no, that's what I mean. But they've just spent, it's too much of a good thing, almost. Yeah. It just ruins its... It's crap. It's crap.
Because of that terrible review for me.
I was gonna try and like talk about it in depth and blah, blah, blah. But it's fucking the Minions. You know what I mean? Well, it's not like Shawshank or that. It's the Minions.
We'll let you off for that one by not going in depth on Minions.
I'd give it 9 out of 10.
So, <No. laughs> do you want to do reading?
I'm always reading, as you know.
Brain Box.
I've been reading a lot of Secret Wars.
Oh yeah.
The Marvel series this summer. Crossover blockbuster thing. It's amazing.
So it's better than Convergence then?
It's much better than version. Convergence.
Right, yes. Okay. Right.
Convergence needs, I need to put a little bit of time to the side to properly hate on Convergence.
So at some point in the future we'll definitely have a Tommy hating on DC's Convergence.
That'll be our new feature. Tommy hates this. Every week it'll be sound different.
Alright, we'll just give you the microphone and you can do it yourself.
That's the thing though, I don't hate that much that often, but that was like, oh. Anyway,
but yes, we can teach you to hate. It's fine, don't worry. I'll teach you. I'm good at it.
I can confirm that.
Secret Wars is phenomenal. So far, I'm in like the third or fourth week of the crossover, so the main title's on issue 3.
Right.
And I've only picked up maybe 4 or 5 of the spin-off titles, which are all like kind of 3 or 4 or 5 issue miniseries in themselves. Mm. But there's so many. There's like probably a dozen.
So really, really briefly then, again, what is it about?
There's a big universe changing thing happens at the end. Well, at the start of Secret Wars, it's the end of another title, of the Avengers title. Mm-hmm. And they basically just take every universe in the multiverse and they smash them all together, and they've managed to save one world, which has got bits of every different universe on the one world.
Right, yeah.
And the battle world.
So what kind of developments, like if you were to say to somebody like me or Greg, like, you've got to be reading this because this happens, without it being too much of a spoiler,
is it not so much like every character can, like every version of each character all exists together?
Yeah, not everyone, just the ones that they've picked, which are generally the really good ones.
Right, aye.
So Old Man Logan is featured, not in the main book, but he's got his own spin-off series, and it's just brilliant. Like, I've read 2 issues of that, that's class.
Oh man,
that's great. Really good. Cool. But what else have I read that's really good in this? The crossover.
Hugh Jackman dropped a hint about the next Wolverine being Old Man Logan. Just quickly.
I believe it. They're going to do, once Secret Wars is over, they've already brought out solicitations, and there's going to be an Old Man Logan ongoing, but it's going to be folded into the main universe. So it's pretty cool, still pretty cool.
That was a really good one. Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
Is that the one where he got a job in Marks and Spencer's?
Aye.
Yeah, the security guard, and he's like, I'm the better, is it? You know, telling people to put that down. And leave it alone.
Put that down! Aye, okay.
Then Wolverine stabs him and chucks him.
I've not read that one.
Chucks him into the Christmas tree's display. Anyway. That's what I was done for being watching playing that game for another week. So, let's move on. Shall we? You know that noise. What does that noise mean? I'm having a stroke. That's right. It's the news section. It's the news.
That's not actually funny. I find that very offensive.
Shut your fucking mouth. Okay. It's the news. We've got some news, mostly from STCC.
San Diego Comic Con 2015.
Thank you very much.
I'll be honest, when you texted me that, you said, it's all STCC. I was like, what the fuck is that?
STD I didn't know I had.
No,
it's
horribly invasive.
No, I have them all, and that's not one of them.
Which is why
I must go and collect this.
I must go and collect it. It's like a sort of card game. It's like, I'll swap you a shiny chlamydia for your crabs, please, mate. And meet in a toilet, and it gets weird.
So news from STCC. Where do we want to start? I think there's one really
start with the trailer.
It's got to be the new Dawn of Justice trailer.
The new Fantastic Four trailer.
No.
No, I'm joking.
The Dawn of Justice trailer. We'll come back to that one on another podcast.
I've not actually watched it. Yeah,
not near anyone.
So Batman vs Superman Dawn of Justice second trailer, first proper trailer. The first one was a teaser.
Yes,
officially.
Looks good. It does look.
That looks real good.
It does look good.
Incredible.
The first bit. But like one of the first scenes in the trailer is Superman arriving in Washington, and apparently it's to account for the deaths that were caused from his fight with Zod.
Yeah, which has been heavily criticised actually, and like as far as the first film went with true Superman fans.
Now it makes sense.
It does now, but it makes me wonder: was it always the plan? Or
back in the day, I read, seriously, months and months and months ago, I read that there was a guy who was like, oh, there's been a leaked script, I worked on the Dawn of Justice, blah, blah, blah. He came out and said, this is the concept for the story. And he said that the story was that Bruce Wayne was in Metropolis when the fight was on, and he's seen all the destruction, and that's why he goes against them. And Lex Luthor finds Zod's body, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, fuck off. And you've seen the trailer, and I was like, shit, he's right.
Definitely
he's right.
Happen, yeah.
So, apparently it was meant.
So listen to the internet, people. That's basically the...
Not everything, it's not all true, but...
Right, Wikipedia, it's definitely true.
I think that's quite a cool place to start with. And like, there's something I picked up from a site online, which was... there's a really, really xenophobic feeling to it because everybody's like standing outside the courthouse with like huge like sort of Earth is for people, not aliens, go home and blah blah, and they're basically just, it's like they're totally hating on him.
Yeah.
Even though he has saved them, hasn't he?
Yes,
they're
he has.
Totally hating on him. And he has to go in and account for the death basically, and as you say that's the start of the Clark and Bruce Wayne rivalry. Another bit that picked up from online was there's apparently been a bit more criticism, which is apparently this trailer's drawn quite a lot of criticism apparently.
Is it?
Apparently so. The The scene with Bruce Wayne running into the big cloud of dust is apparently, well, I hesitate to say scene for scene. It's a, there's a lot of footage of when 9/11 happened. You've got the cloud bursting in the way, and apparently
you've got to use Summit for reference, and that was a real life disaster, and it was caught.
Any building falls down, like, I'm not being funny, but you've seen a building fall down in real life, 9/11, right? There's, so why not use that as a reference for a building falling down?
Not just that, I mean, there's registered detonations of buildings that are derelict, like that. That stuff happens all the time. They're always filmed to make sure that for health and safety.
So yeah, so I don't see. I personally don't see what the problem is, to be honest. But one other thing that came before that was when General Zod in Man of Steel releases his eye blast, his heat vision thing, the pattern that he goes in the Man of Steel has been replicated perfectly in the trailer, as in where he's standing in the building, his heat vision would have went that way.
That's fucking like, brilliant.
It's a quality little good touch.
Why is that criticism?
That's not too good.
That
wasn't the criticism. It was the allusions to
9/11,
which is a load of
pish. I bet, to be honest, that 9/11 thing I've never even picked up on. That the only thing I did pick up on is when Batman's looking up at the sky, there's a big Wayne Enterprises thing lying next to him on the ground. It's like a big Wayne Industries or something.
He's holding a little girl who's scared. That was like a bit cheesy, but that was the only bit. Apart from that, the rest of the trailer, I was on board for it.
I have no criticism about that. I think that's a quite
cliché.
It's cliché,
but it's a nice. Because Batman's a bastard, don't he? Like, I mean, he is like a big, sort of stubborn ass bastard, and that kind of shows it. Gives him a little bit of the human, because it is basically about like, oh, he's not human, Superman isn't human, get rid of him, and it kind of shows you that Batman is human.
And if
it's not just a case of him not trusting him, there is true grit and hatred. That's what I liked about it. It did give him a reason to really go after him.
And if you're to believe that the way that the trailer's going, he's not really Batman anymore at that point. He's just Bruce Wayne.
More like Dark Knight Returns is retired and shit.
While you're on that, actually, it's The Dark Knight Returns. That's got the famous image on the front of Batman sort of grappling down a building with a big lightning strip behind it, yeah?
Yep.
There's a scene in it where it's exact same. No, much Dark Knight Returns. This is the thing that I picked up from reading articles about it. That's a quality lot. They've made so many little touches by the sounds of things, and then
did you pick up on the Robin costume?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Brilliant. It was like, ha ha ha, joke's on you, Batman. Aye. Which is, you would assume that that's an allusion to Jason Todd.
Which, also, I don't want to leave away from the Batman vs Superman trailer, but the Suicide Squad trailer, you get your first glimpse of the Joker, who is torturing somebody, and says, I'm not going to kill you, I'm just going to hurt you really, really bad. And I wonder if those two films are connected, because that is Jason Todd that he is battering and torturing.
Is it?
That's what I'm thinking. It might not be, but it would. I honestly think, because I give DC criticism like every podcast for basically saying they need to get films out of the decade they're in. But if they have taken these films and managed to link them together like that in this sort of space of time, then fine. Take your time. If they're going to make them that detailed, then fine.
They might well have sat back while the Marvel films were going on and just been like, right, what are they doing that works and what are they doing that doesn't work? Oh, everything works. Right, let's start making films then.
It's kind of like they're making films like they make the comics. Like, they don't... In the comics, like, there's always a continuity. There's always connective tissue between different series, and it does all happen in the world, and it doesn't have to be every single second or every single page that something... there's an odd or an Easter egg or something like that. It just has to, we've almost been trained by the Marvel films to think
ahead.
Like that.
Yeah, like when they started doing the end credits teasers and stuff like that for next films, it's sort of like, oh, I wonder where that's going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It seems like these people just do that in the films.
Like, everybody who watches and likes these films is like an expert, an armchair expert on Marvel films and where they should go next and what the next film should be about, because you get these little teases before the next one's even in production.
Yeah.
And then you assume and speculate. And
no, you're
the audience is almost trained to take that information in almost all at once.
It's kind of like supporting a football team now and thinking that you know best when the manager
absolutely what it's like.
You're like, oh, I should be playing him here, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to work. Like, why? Because you're not a fucking manager.
What I like about the Marvel film, it's kind of the same idea, is because you're looking like at everything is, if you're sitting watching a Marvel film, and I dare say a DC film going forward, is when someone maybe throws in a name, just sort of puts a name in that's maybe in the universe but not in that film. If you look around the cinema, you'll get half the folk that kind of go, oh, they've just referenced so and so, and other folk are completely oblivious. Mm-hmm. And when you get that, little kind of like, you're like, you look across and see someone like sort of going like, yeah, and you're like, yeah, you get it, well done you, we're cool. And then you go back to school and get bullied because you're
yeah, well, that
there's the appearance of Wonder Woman in it.
I liked it. It's cool. She was like, yeah, she was like Wonder Woman.
Her bracelets of power were pretty fucking powerful. I'm a huge big
Pulse the thing.
Of energy.
Like, she looks like, I got the impression, because she'll miss you briefly, and yes, I get the impression she's only going to be in it quite briefly.
Yeah, I agree. There's not really any, like, there's not any really stitching together of where she's
going. How she's there.
Yeah. There's the same thing is, there's apparently a little tiny wee bit of Aquaman as well, because someone's in the sea.
Some guy kind of swims past and it's all like kind of shadowy and silhouette.
Oh, well, no, I read it was different. I read that Flash is going to be cameoed and so is Aquaman. Cool. But the Flash was going to be footage, like news footage of like a bank robbery getting stopped by a red Flash, and Aquaman has apparently already been captured for the Justice League film. I read that he's in jail or something.
Right. If you've got Aquaman and you're trying to make him look good, don't have him being captured already. Like.
No, but apparently there's a Easter egg to him in Suicide Squad as well. So,
okay.
I don't know, that could be bollocks. That's just what I've read.
Well, it's a speculation, isn't it? Well, there's
but it gets you excited, though, man. I'm pumped for it.
It does. There's Lex Luthor.
Looks very odd with hair.
Hairy Lex Luthor, yeah. Who's looking at a big chunk of kryptonite, and that was always going to happen, wasn't it? Kryptonite thing is always going to happen. But still, nevertheless, as you say, it's exciting.
I like
it's
the fact they gave him a voiceover and he sounded quite sinister. He sounded like he was looking at a bigger picture.
It has, yeah, it's the voice as well. It's not like Jesse Eisenberg hasn't tried to be anything he's not. He's just retained He's retained his own voice, which is great. He's not done the whole sort of Christian Bale, right, I have to sound intimidating thing. It's more kind of, oh, right, well, okay, I'm going to be in charge of that.
Did you notice, I don't know if you picked up on it, but there was like almost like two sides of it, because there was two voiceovers in the trailer. One of them was Lex Luthor towards the end, and the first one was Alfred. And it was almost like Lex Luthor giving a sort of philosophical outlook at like humanity and saying like Superman is not human and blah blah blah, like, and devils come from the sky and whatever, and it was Alfred sort of just trying to convince Batman, saying he's not actually that bad, okay, he's not our enemy. So it was like kind of the two sort of wrestling sides of it, and
yeah.
Also Alfred, I thought Alfred looked quite good. I thought he came across
Jeremy
quite well.
Irons doing the biz. Aye. Yeah, he does. No, you're right, actually he looks a little different from previous incarnations of Alfred, I guess. Well, not really that much different, but...
Michael Caine!
That's Michael Caine!
Well, I was supposed to blow the bloody toes off, sir.
Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne. My eyesight.
Oh, I've got a plan. General Zod's body appears in the trailer as well, so that could be Lex Luthor. What's her name? Mercy...
Bender Tits.
That's the one. I know. What's Lex Luthor's
Mercy Graves.
Mercy Graves. That is a really cool name. I've never heard of her before, to be honest. Mercy Graves.
It's his bodyguard / assistant / kicker of asses. Yeah. No, he doesn't. Well, in the comics, it's never been. She's always been infatuated with him, but he's never.
He's got his fingers stinky.
He doesn't need to. Anyway, that's fine.
That I think that's cool. But like overall, the trailer looks pretty damn cool, doesn't it? And now that we've spoken about that for like 12 minutes, let's move on to the next one. So another trailer, Suicide Squad, a more extended look than the teaser photos and everything.
But not in a way, it didn't really give anything away.
It did, no, that's good though.
That was good. I would have preferred a trailer like that for Dawn of Justice. The thing with the Suicide Squad was that there was lots of shots, you've seen lots of faces, you've seen how people looked and kind of acted. You've got the basic premise for the movie at the start with Amanda Waller, she's sending out the meal and the dog. That's all you need to know. Yeah. And then after that, it was just different shots of people kind of looking over at other people, saying like little bits of dialogue. Trailers like that, I like.
It basically, for me, people who aren't aware of the Suicide Squad, because when I've been talking about it at work, people have been like, what is it? You watch that trailer, it gives you the basic concept.
Perfect.
It's a team of bad guys, we're going to make them do something. If it all goes tits up, they're bad guys. Doesn't matter. Boom.
I was wondering about the trailer when you're saying, like, they're a bunch of bad guys and let's go and make them do something good. The trailer had a tone that, for me, made them look all quite heroic and, like, almost like good guys. But I was kind of like, I'm not so sold on that. It's...
That's,
I don't know how it's going to work.
Maybe do you know what it is?
I do understand what you're saying. Because they didn't seem particularly bad or evil.
No, but the 52 stuff doesn't portray them like that either. The 52 stuff portrays them as like the victims almost. Like they're bad guys, but like Argus and like Amanda Waller's even worse and like fucks them over so many times that you actually get to like them. Because if you had a whole film where you want them to fail, then it's not going to make any.
No, I know.
It's very Heisenberg-y. It depends.
Like in their gang, if the way that they treat each other,
there needs to be infighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say Heisenberg?
Heisenberg.
Anti-hero.
Like, yeah, exactly.
It should have an anti-hero feeling.
But like,
definitely.
even when Heisenberg's being an absolute bastard, you don't want him to fail.
No, like, you don't. But you don't want any of those guys to fail, and that's what I'm saying. Like, now that he's doing their good. It seemed a little bit of a mixed message.
It's because you see Will Smith playing a villain.
And
that never happens.
I'm a big fan of that.
It might not happen.
I'm
really cool guy.
I don't think Deadshot would do this. Will Smith, how many DC comics have you read?
Yeah, but I don't think Deadshot would.
Well, Jaden's read them all, so. But I mean, like, we've got a lot of time.
I'm so like, I'll go and watch it.
Man, the tone is really dark as well.
The tone, actually, like, I watched the two trailers one after the other, I was like, they're perfectly matched.
The way DC's going with the films is kind of, if you like dark films,
yeah,
the great
dark,
time
of
dark
films.
Years, so.
Oh, but yeah. We haven't spoke about Jokers. What did you think?
I think we can break this down into two separate bits. There's the first part of him sort of topless, you don't see his face or anything, walking into the room doing their laugh.
It was just cliche bad guy for me, wasn't it? He's got his arms out and he's walking in and he's giving the whole shit like, I don't give a shit, I'm too cool for school, and I'm like, I've seen this in every other kind of villain.
Yeah.
Like on any other kind of film.
Mm. Yeah. And then there's a second bit where he's doing the I'm not going to kill you, I'm just going to hurt you really, really bad part. When we were talking about the picture of him, and we also had a few podcasts ago, and we weren't too keen on it.
Nope.
I watched that and I thought, and then I rewound the trailer and I thought, well, that's actually alright. And I did it a few or four more times, and I've ended up thinking he looks fucking insane. And I'm starting to think I quite like
him. It's funny you say that, because I watched it the first time and I was like, oh, I don't know if I like that. And the second time, third time, fourth time, I watched it quite a lot. And then by the end of it,
how many times did you guys watch?
Man, I watched this trailer quite a lot.
Between
like,
us. How many views has it got on YouTube? Basically just us two.
And I grew to like him.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, because he's spoke two lines of dialogue or something, and you've seen him for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So you can't make it your mind. But two things that struck me was like, one, he just sounds like a Texan, like a fucking.
Oh really?
Like a Southern American.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I like that. But two, he didn't seem insane to me either. He just seemed like he knew what he was doing. Like he was like, oh, I'm just going to hurt you. But he didn't. I don't know where it was, man. I need to see more of him. I'm going to reserve judgment.
I think I will also. I think it's a good way to put it, but I was kind of drawn in straight away. I thought like the way he was sort of saying, and like the absence of eyebrows, as if I wasn't a big fan of that. I'm still a little bit on the fence about it, but the more I watched that, the more insane I thought he looked, to be honest with you. And I think he's maybe got the potential just to have done it justice and done the Joker justice. But one of the other things about it was like the other side of the fence is that they've maybe tried a little bit too hard to make him seem edgy and to make him seem
they should have cut
edgy,
his face off
edgy in a way.
No, they should have cut his face off. I mean,
right, like,
too.
Cut his face off and then make him put it back on.
Aye, because he would have looked fucking insane.
Well, you never know. It might happen.
Because you know, there's a Batman solo film being announced as well.
There's also, yes, you're right, yes, that's right.
So,
Ben Affleck writing and directing and starring.
And Jeff Johns is co-writing it.
Jeff Johns is writing it.
Co-writing with Ben Affleck.
Jeff Johns is quality as far as comic book writers go, but
did you know Jeff Johns was involved in writing the Green Lantern movie?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there you go.
Along Green Lantern Corps.
That was right in Cat, I don't know.
Yep. Which has been announced as well.
Yes.
SDCC News, yeah.
I know you have to wait 5 short years till... So
it's only 2 worlds.
Time to get excited about that. Right now.
One thing that we can get fairly excited about, if you like the comic, 2016, there's a Killing Joke animated movie that's been...
Yes, aye.
Released. They've rumoured this for about fucking 8 years.
Well, it's happening in 2016.
Because they've done...
Noel Dark Edmonds is playing Joker, eh?
Who is?
Noel Edmonds.
Hi.
They've done like... Shite
Banner.
Shite Banner. You could call your own banner Shite Banner. That's alright.
Double standards.
Like they've, in animated form, they've done Year One, Dark Knight Returns. They've touched on other classics.
They've done Red Hood. Under Red Hood.
Under the Red Hood.
Oh, I've got that one, yeah. Yeah, it's really good, actually.
I got it
as a Secret Santa, actually, a few years ago, Under the Red Hood. It's really good.
It's really good. So
I'm so surprised. I didn't actually buy it.
But yeah, Killing Joke Animated, I'm on it.
Yeah, that'll be good. We've got loads of things we could rattle through now. Wreck-It Ralph 2 has pretty much been announced.
John Cena McGinley.
That wasn't actually SDCC, but it's been announced by not John C. McGinley, John C. Reilly.
John C. McGinley, who's that?
Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
If he announced it in that movie.
No. Very reliable source there.
I heard that's happening, yeah. And any other like wee small snippets that we've got?
Not the announcement, but the new Walking Dead season 6 trailer came out, and it looks badass.
Cool.
Although it was like a 5 minute long trailer, so it gave a lot away. But
I'm not watching it.
But it looks really good.
Maybe I should watch it. I don't know.
Fear the Walking Dead. That's got a trailer. Try to watch that. It's not available in Britain. So
cool.
Then you know what that's like.
Tommy, anything else?
No, I'm fine.
I've got one last thing actually.
All right.
Remember how we mentioned Arrow. Green Arrow,
mm-hmm.
earlier on, and we didn't mention the TV show. Greg did say the word wrestling at some point.
Did I? When?
You did. It was a Wrestling with Conscience. It was one of the things that's been rumoured. That's been rumoured for a while, and it's kind of looking like it's going to happen.
Oh no!
Stephen Amell is apparently going to be taking part in WWE's SummerSlam this year, potentially as the Green Arrow.
Really?
Potentially.
Oh, that's.
That's nuts. What if he like slides down into the ring on like the rope with the crossbow, like with his
right?
He could do that. Last time he was doing Hard Died. They're probably not going to do that. I don't think.
If he comes out, I'll only take that if he basically comes out and wins by killing everybody, right? Just fucking shooting everyone with his arrows.
You failed to say.
It'd be the shortest SummerSlam ever.
I can categorically say that probably won't happen.
No, I'm not watching that. It's horseshit.
Well, Stephen Amell.
They should get the Flash along as well, so he can run around this ring really slowly, and we can be like, "What the fuck is this?
He's a fraud.
He's a stroke, Tommy.
He's just currently having one. Apparently he's been wanting to do it for ages. Old Stephen Amell, however you say it. But he's got an opponent and everything lined up and everything.
Oh.
So it might well happen.
He's doing well for himself.
So yeah, he's
by the way, I don't understand. I know they won't do this because it's two different universes, but why not just get him a little cameo in the Justice League movie? Just fire him, because everyone cares who he is. Just fire him in.
This is the thing, I don't understand this either.
Because he's in the Flash TV show, and Flash has been recast as somebody else. So.
Well,
I don't understand why they've got to keep it all separate.
No, I know.
It does my head in. Like, if the TV show is doing well, which both of them are, Arrow and Flash, audiences already recognise them. Mm-hmm. They'll just be pulling in the TV audience will be pulled in, and then anybody who doesn't watch the show.
Maybe it's because
they're tried and tested. That's the thing I don't get. Why take a gamble on an actor that you don't know how they're going to be responded to, and you've already got two guys doing it?
Agreed.
Yeah. I suppose it's because the films look a lot darker than the TV show.
Yeah, you would maybe need someone that looks a bit more gritty. But let's wrap it up anyway, and we'll talk about this shit another time.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a return to the quiz! The quiz! Yes! This is the quiz.
And I will be your quiz master this week.
Oh, Tommy.
Greg versus Richard. The quiz master gets the final say.
Alright, okay.
Yeah, so it's one of those ones.
That's fine, that's good. But
I've got 10 questions. Starting with number one.
Do you want to hear our buzzers?
Please, Richard.
Ukulele. Greg.
It's a toy Batmobile on a tissue box. I never really thought this through.
I'll tweet a picture of that. It actually is. That's definitely what it is.
If that's what you want to go, smack it off it, make it a bit of a kind of sharper, quicker sound.
Do you know what? You'll know when it is.
I'll know.
You'll know. Yeah, I don't know,
Brian. Right, okay. First question. Space Invaders for the Atari 2600 sold how many cartridges? Richard?
4 million.
Okay. Greg?
I'm going to go with 10 million.
The answer is 1 million.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Is it closest to?
Nah. Yeah, no, I'll get it. Richard.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Question two. Mortal Kombat creators Ed Boon and John Tobias originally came together to create a failed game, which didn't make it out, based on which 80s action star? Richard.
Kurt Russell.
Greg.
Stallone.
No. I'll pass it up again. Richard.
Schwarzenegger.
No.
Noel Edmonds.
Greg, I don't want to give you a minus point. You're on zero already. It was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, man.
I was going to see him, but man, fucking thought Noel Edmonds was a better shirt.
You didn't.
Question three. Question three. Mark Millar or Grant Morrison? Greg.
Knowing you, I'm going to say Grant Morrison. But in my own head, just watch a film, rather. I wouldn't do it any of them.
What's your answer, Greg? I'm going to have to stretch.
Grant Morrison?
Okay.
Mark Millar?
The answer is, of course, Grant Morrison. Richard?
Well, I couldn't answer Grant Morrison as well, could I? I might have got a point.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just offering it up to anybody. I just want to hear.
Did I get a point for that? Aye.
Yeah, you got a point.
Oh, good.
Can I have a point for it?
That's one each. No, because you got the wrong answer.
That's not how my quiz works.
I'm testing him.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Question four. Complete this famous song line. You don't know what it is.
Why? No, let me answer.
Okay,
was it me you were looking for?
No.
That's like, okay.
Okay. Can I buzz in again, aye?
No! Let me ask a question.
If you buzz in again, I'm going to give you a negative point if you don't get it right.
For fuck's sake.
Okay. Negative point anyway. Carry on.
Right. Complete the famous song line. I like big blank. Greg.
Butts and I cannot lie.
Yes. Wow. The answer is. Big butts and I cannot lie.
Why did you hesitate?
Because I was going to maybe make something up. Anyway.
And the whole world's against me.
Greg 2-1.
See that? Sound of victory so far.
Question five. A genie grants you one wish. What is it? Greg?
To wish for more wishes?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Wrong. Richard, I'll offer it up.
I would wish for what anyone would wish for in this situation, and it's to be able to breathe underwater.
No, world peace.
Oh, fuck off! Oh, fucking burn!
Of course it's world peace. Everybody.
It's not the American Beauty pageant.
Question six. No points there. Question six. It's not as easy as it looks. True or false? Greg.
Wanking in the dark.
Wrong answer. Richard.
Opening a tube of Pringles and stopping at some point.
I've never seen anyone do that.
Well, exactly.
But it's not as easy as it
looks.
That's
not the question, though.
Or the answer. What the fuck is going on?
What is the answer?
The answer is, of course, it's as easy as it looks. They just want you to not try it.
What?
No points.
Backwards advertising.
I was thinking it's getting really deep.
Mm-hmm. Question 7. Last night I had an ice cream on a stick.
We've got to give him a chance to answer. He's buzzed in.
Solero.
No, it wasn't a Solero, but that's what the question is. What brand was it?
Oh, I was going to say True. It was a fab.
It wasn't a fab. Richard, I'll offer it up again.
I'm going to say one of those ice lollies that has like ice lolly stuff on the outside and ice cream on the inside.
Like a split, really, a strawberry split.
Aye, that's the one. Aye, one of them.
A Magnum.
It was a Magnum. For a bonus point.
Oh, wow, it's my bonus point, surely.
For a bonus point and I'll offer it up and stop doing it.
I meant Magnum.
Mint. That wasn't actually it wasn't mint Magnum, but you're not getting a point for that. That's not what the question is. Because that's not what the question was.
My God.
Did I enjoy it?
Yes, of course you did. Fucking Magnum.
You didn't put the buzzer. You just fucked your point up. And I did enjoy it. You don't get any points.
Wait.
Right, still 2-1. No,
this is fucking horseshit.
This is my
Greg, you shut. Judge room horseshit.
You're not the judge.
Greg, you gained the point, then you lost the point. Richard, you didn't get any points. You're still 2-1, Greg.
That's fine, but there's only a point in it now. Cool, can I?
Question 8. There's only 10 questions, guys. There's everything to play for.
What question are we on?
You're so enthusiastic.
I don't feel you're taking it seriously. I really don't feel you're taking it seriously.
Where so?
Question 8.
I'm holding my fucking hanky box.
Wait until I finish the question.
I've never ever seen him so animated.
Hurry up, Tony.
In the main DC universe, how many Robins have there been? Greg.
Oh, come on, it's fucking
sex.
I'll offer it up. Richard.
Right. 1, 2, 3. Damian Wayne, Tim Drake, Jason Todd. I feel like there must be more.
That's a really obvious one.
4.
No, you're both wrong. There's been 5.
Motherfucker, really?
What did I say?
Who are they?
You said 6.
Right, who are they?
Well, I was going to offer it up as a bonus question, but nobody got it right. So.
Oh, but I got three of them.
But you want to... You're missing one.
Because of the Lassie.
Yes, there is a Lassie, Stephanie Brown.
There's the Lassie, there's Tim Drake, there's Jason Todd, Dick Grayson.
I've already given those.
Damian Wayne. That's 5.
That is 5.
What, how much did I say?
You said 6.
Oh, I'm a fucking spastic.
Okay, moving on. No points for that round either.
I know.
I look at him, I was like, oh, I mean the 5 of them, and they went 6.
Question 9. Impressions round. You don't have to buzz in for this one. Take your time.
Take your time.
I want the best impression possible of 2 cows making love.
Shall we, like...
No, you're not independent cows making love to each other.
That's what I was going to say, like, are you collaborating here?
No.
Good.
It's like you've just gone up to a cow and done that as cheek.
I think it would work better if we were 2 independent cows.
Should we do that anyway?
Yeah, okay, I'll listen to that one. Yeah, okay, I'll give you a point each for that. For having quality banner. Okay, now.
This is the last question.
I do have a clincher, and I'll probably just do that as well.
Cool.
Question 10. What am I?
A human being.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
That's a riddle.
Man, I was going to sound really offensive.
I'm not going to take anything off you for that. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I? Greg.
Virginities.
Nope.
What? I don't know. I just said the more you take, I thought, I know this.
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
It's a riddle. You gotta go deep. Greg, I'm sorry, you've already done that.
Ah, fuck off.
If he can't answer, I'll take your answer, right?
No, that's not fair. The more you take, the more you leave behind. flights. Because the more flights you take, the bigger carbon footprint you leave on Earth.
But that's actually really close to the answer. But it's not the right answer.
Oh, come on. Oh, well, I'm not going to bar buzzing, and I was going to say... I was going to say like a hole, because the more you take from it, the bigger it gets. If you're digging a hole...
Tom, what's the answer?
But, right, okay. The more they take, the more you leave behind. Footprints.
I said footprints.
You said carbon footprint, lights and all other shit.
I said so footprints.
So you don't get it.
I tell you what.
For the sake of banter, I'll give you a point. And then we can do the clincher. Because then it's real.
This happens to be every fucking time.
Right. Now, this is quite a good one for a podcast.
Well, that's good, because we're doing a podcast.
Cheek, take a point.
I'm not doing it. Because I want to do the clincher question.
No.
It's a how many. There's a number written on this piece of paper. Ooh. Which is folded up. It's been under the microphone since we started the quiz.
It has.
I can show that so we can tweet it.
it's a bit of paper.
Well, just it might be nice for people to hear.
You got a guess each. There's no buzzing in.
What is it? Literally a guess what's on that card?
Kinda.
Right, let him answer.
The answer's on the card.
Stop.
I want you to guess how many jelly beans are in this imaginary invisible jar.
For fuck's sake.
See what, like, is the jar, like, see, you've got about a foot between your hands.
Yes,
there.
But don't be fooled, because you don't know what size the jelly beans are, Richard. You just can't see them.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, it could be really, really long. You could just have incredible upper body strength, but it could be really...
This just reeks of being like, shit, I had a question. Right, I'll write a number down, and then I'll just try and fluff it out of it.
Well, I'll let you guess first, seeing as...
Closest wins.
I will go for my box standard answer of 17.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go for my box standard arsehole's answer of 18.
18, yeah.
All right.
I'm not actually, I'm going to go for 273.
Whichever, make a quick decision. Okay. Does somebody want to pick the piece of paper up so you know it's not cheating?
Has anyone got a pen?
I do, but you don't get it.
Oh, right, the answer.
Yes. See when you actually
have that.
I thought it was an M. I was like, M.
Is that one each? One each now.
That's my first quiz victory.
I've won one. You've won one. Yeah, it's one each.
One each.
Not planned.
One each. Right, we're going to have somebody on to have a quiz between the three of us.
That'd be cool. Actually.
Any volunteers?
No Edmonds.
No Edmonds, if you're out there listening to our podcast.
Actually, what is Michael Barrymore doing now? I bet he's looking for a gig.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Probably. I'm sure that he might. I don't know. I think we're too good for Michael Barrymore, to be honest with you. That's me. Right, okay. Good quiz, Tommy. Good quiz.
Cool.
Until next time. That was fucking horseshit. Shite.
He's a good loser.
Yeah, good. Humble.
Well, to be honest, Greg started off a podcast once with saying that it was all the horseshit when I said I had a quiz. So
that was a horseshit quiz, though.
Right, it wasn't actually. It was an excellent quiz. But that's us done again. Again, another podcast. I think this is Unlucky 13.
13, aye.
So I'll delete
it. It's been actually really well, considering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm wiped, man.
I'm wiped out, dude.
Well, I don't know what else to say, but okay, Twitter at Desert Wales, Instagram the Desert Wales, email us at email.com thedesertwales@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, search for the Desert Wales, and as a wee gift for you this week on the podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to have Greg doing his best Italian accent.
I fucking knew you were going
to close out the podcast.
I fucking knew you were going to say that.
Go on.
Wins your million.
It's too funny.